Hello and welcome to Sangam Lit. This is Nandini Karki, and in this episode we perceive the journey of a people in search of a better life as portrayed in Sangam literary work Puranaanur 391 penned about the leader Porayattu Kilan by the poet Kalladanar. Set in the category of Padan Thinai or praise, the verse expresses the hope of finding refuge in the domain of this prosperous ruler. Tan Tulipala Purindu Yedili Isaikum Vindu Anaya Vintoi Pirangal Mugadura Uyarnda Nellin Magilvara Pagadidaru Peru Valam Valti Petra Tirunda Muri Parandu Padakendi அரியல் ஆர்கையர் உண்டு இனிது உவக்கும் வேங்கட வரைப்பின் வடபுலம் பசித்தென இங்கு வந்து இருத்த என் இரும்பேருக்கல் தீர்க்கை விடுக்கும் பண்பு இல முதுகுடி நனந்தலை மூதூர் வினவலின் முன்னும் வந்தோன் மருங்கிலன் இன்னும் அழியனாகலின் பொருணன் இவன் என நின் உணர்ந்து அறியுனர் என் உணர்ந்து கூற காண்க வந்திசின் பெரும மாந்தக இருநீர் பெருங்களி நுழை மீன் அருந்தும் துதைந்த தூவி அம்புதா அம் சேக்கும் ததைந்த புன்னை செழுநகர் வரைப்பின் நெஞ்சு அமர் காதல் நின் வெய்யோளொடு இந்துயில் பெருகதில் நீயே வளஞ்சால் துளி பதன் அறிந்து பொழிய வேலி ஆயிரம் விளைக நின் வயலே. Praises continue to pour at the gates of rulers. The poet's words can be translated as follows. Pouring down cold raindrops, clouds resound and swirl around sky-soaring hills. Heaped like these hills were mounds of paddy, harvested by the joyful work of oxen. Praising this great prosperity and obtaining huge chunks of meat, they spread it, cooked it, relished it with toddy and lived happily in the north of the Vengadam hills. Since drought spread in that region, my huge group of kith and kin came here seeking. When the ancient people there who never have to leave from that widespread place were asked, knowing about you and seeing me, they said, this person came before too, and he is a supplicant who is to be pitied. So I came to see you, O Lord, in your prosperous mansion surrounded by punnai trees, in which beautiful stalks with thick feathers after feeding on the fish in the dark backwaters rests upon. Here may you always attain a sweet sleep with your wife, who resides in your heart with love, and may the rains know the needs of all your fields and make them flourish in thousands of veli. Let's explore the details. The poet, wishing to talk about mountains, mentions clouds which pours down raindrops and talks about their tendency to envelop these projections on the land. Here the poet gives us a subtle geography lesson on the inseparable bond between clouds that bear rain and mountains that stop them in their tracks and make them pour down, much to the joy of those living there. Moving on, these mountains have been spoken about to place them in parallel to heaps of paddy that were to be found in a particular place. Here, people like the poet praise the wealth of this land, made possible by the oxen they call their possessions. As a gift, they obtain pieces of meat and toddy. Such was the happy life of his kith and kin, the poet reveals, in a country to the north of Vengadam Hills, identified as the contemporary Tirupati Hills in the state of Andhra Pradesh. But that life had to end, continues the poet, saying drought and famine spread in that region, and so they all came to this town, whose people had been living there from ancient times, so deep were their roots. This is the story of migration, which perpetually keeps repeating in the history of human life. Those migrants questioned the people living there, and because they knew about their leader's generosity, they spoke kind words to allay the poet's situation and directed him to the ruler's abode. To describe this place, the poet calls in thick-feathered birds that have had a plentiful catch of fish in the backwaters and are now retiring for the day in the soaring laurel wood trees. These punnai trees around the leader's home, indicating that this is a coastal town. The poet concludes with a blessing that the leader should always sleep in peace with his loving wife, and also that the rains should always understand the needs of the leader's fields and make them flourish vastly. In the original verse, the word veli is used in connection with the prosperity of these fields, and though that word means fence in contemporary Tamil, here it's used as a measure of land such as acres or hectares, which we employ today. The nuanced element in this blessing is how the poet personifies the rains as a knowing entity that has the ability to pour according to the needs of a land. And thus, the poet neatly ties up the verse, starting from the rain clouds around the mountains to the raindrops on the fields beneath. Thanks for listening to this episode of Sangam Lit and journeying with me to ancient lands and minds. Please visit nandinikarki.com to share your thoughts and do spread the word about Sangam Lit. Until next time, Nandri Vanakkam.